standing there. We always stood and held hands for the closing prayer. My parents were there. Jamie's parents were there because they had helped us pack up our things. We were moving. And if the preacher didn't say, "Brother Dirks, would you close us in prayer?" Now, the thing about this that you should know, I had never said a prayer in public before. Matter of fact, Jamie always said the prayers around our meal table because I thought it was a private thing between me and God. Do you hear me? And suddenly God said, "Sorry, Eric. I got other plans for you, brother. Brother Eric, will you close us in prayer today?" I have no clue what I said. I wasn't kicked out of the church, so I assume it was all right. But look what happened. God opened the door for His work in my life in other ways that I would have never even considered. Remember, I was a chemist. Bear Bryant, Alabama coach, told a quarterback to run a safe play. They are winning the game just by a few points. You know, it's one of those kneel-down type plays, except they had a little bit too much time. They had to play a few more plays. The receiver said, "That's what they're expecting, coach. Throw the ball to me." Bear Bryant said, "Okay, we'll throw the ball to you." The quarterback went back, threw the ball, and it was intercepted. Their fastest defensive back intercepted that pass and was running to the other end zone. On the 6-yard line, the quarterback tackled their fastest back, defensive back. And as Bear Bryant was talking to the opposing coach, he said, "Your defensive back was running for 6 points. My quarterback was running for his life." Folks, that's the way we need to run in our Christian life. We need to run for our life. Do we understand this? We are talking eternal things here. Say it with me, that last stanza of Amazing Grace. "When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun." We're talking about eternal things here, folks. This isn't things that'll last us 70, 80 years while our flesh is still okay. We're talking about eternal things. Do we love our brothers and sisters in this community enough to do eternal things in this community? Do you hear what I'm saying, folks? Are we going to take God's epiphany to us and move forward and take that step of faith? No? Can I have a little bit more security there, brothers and sisters? Are we willing to do it? It's going to cause some pain in some people's lives. Following God never is easy. Are we going to do it? Are we going to take that holy chance, that step of faith? You see, I believe if God is for us, if God believes in us, then who can stand against us? Amen? Let's say this together. Remember, nothing is impossible when God is involved. Let's say that again. Remember, nothing is impossible when God is involved. Are you on board? Do you believe in God's purpose for this church? Take a holy chance, just like the Magi did. Take a holy chance and step out this morning. Step out and make a difference in this church community. Make a difference in this community. Make a difference in this state. Make an eternal difference in people's lives. Amen? Folks, that is Epiphany. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for the message that you have given us, Lord. And we ask for your strength and your courage. We ask you to empower us in Jesus' name to step out, Lord, in faith. To realize this epiphany in our actions that will make an eternal difference in people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Next week, we're going to be starting a new teaching series called God's Principles for Financial Freedom, largely based on Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover.